closet doors, looked in, checked the bathroom, came back. Morris thought that he wasn't acting like an ordinary patient. Most patients were intimidated by the hospital, but Benson acted as if he were renting a hotel room.
"I'll take it,"
Benson said, and laughed. He sat down on the bed and looked at Morris, then at the cops.
"Do they have to be here?"
"I think they can wait outside," Morris said. The cops nodded and went out, closing the door behind them.
"I meant," Benson said, "do they have to be here at all?"
"Yes, they do."
"All the time?"
"Yes, unless we can get charges against you dropped." Benson frowned.
"Was it... I mean, did I... was it bad?"
"You gave him a black eye and you fractured one rib."
"But he's all right."
"Yes, he's all right."
"I don't remember any of it," Benson said. "All my memory cores are erased."
"I know that.
But I'm glad he's all right."
Morris nodded. "Did you bring anything with you? Pajamas, anything like that?" Benson said.
"No, but I can arrange for it."
"All right. I'll get you some hospital clothing in the meantime. Are you all right for now?"
"Yes. Sure."
And he grinned.
"I could do with a quick shot, maybe."
"That," Morris said, "is something you'll have to do without." He went out of the room. The cops had brought a chair up to the door. One of them sat on it. The other stood alongside. Morris flipped open his notebook.
"You'll want to know the schedule," he said. "An admitting person will show up in the next half hour with financial waivers for Benson to sign. Then at 3:30 he goes downstairs to the main amphitheater for surgical rounds. He comes back after about 20 minutes. His head will be shaved tonight. The operation is scheduled for 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Do you have any questions?"
"Can someone get us meals?" one of them asked.
"I'll have the nurse order extras. Will there be two of you or just one?"
"Just one. We're working 8-hour shifts." Morris said, "I'll tell the nurses. It'd help if you check in and out with them. They like to know who's on the floor."
The cops nodded.
There was a moment of silence. Finally, one of them said,
"What's wrong with him, anyway?"
"He has a special kind of brain damage. It gives him seizures."
"I saw the guy he beat up," one of the cops said. "Big, strong guy. Looked like a truck driver. You'd never think a little guy like that..."
He jerked his arm toward Benson's room.
"Could do it."
"When he has seizures, he's violent." They nodded.
"What's this operation he's getting?"
"It's a kind of surgery we call a stage 3 procedure," Morris said. He didn't bother to explain further. The policeman wouldn't understand. And he thought, even if they understood, they wouldn't believe it. Chapter 2. Neurosurgical grand rounds, where unusual cases were presented and discussed by all the surgeons of the hospital, were normally scheduled for Thursdays at 9:00.